From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Libya's effort at national unity receives a strong UN backing. The Security Council Wednesday unanimously backed the new Libyan unity government agreed to last week in UN-mediated talks in Morocco. The British-sponsored resolution called on the new presidency council to follow through on plans to form a new government within 30 days while making arrangements for its own security. Matthew Rycroft is the UK UN ambassador.
It's a positive step for Libya. The UK commends the parties to the agreement for working together in a spirit of compromise and reconciliation to seek the consensus that is so needed in the interests of all of the people of Libya.
Tripoli lawmaker Fayez Sarraj will be the new prime minister and head up a 9-member governing council and a presidential council with ministers from the country's rival administrations. Libya has been in chaos in the years since the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Human Rights Watch has charged the Nigerian army with killing hundreds of Shia Muslims in raids early this month in the northern city of Zaria. Daniel Bekele is the group's Africa director.
We are concerned that this is yet another instance of the Nigerian military forces continuing with its abusive practices. We're hopeful that with the new administration in Nigeria, there would be a serious independent investigation to hold abusers to account. But otherwise, it will add up to the history of abusive practice by Nigerian military forces, particularly in northern Nigeria.
The violence erupted December 12th when members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria blocked an army convoy carrying the Army Chief of Staff. The army says the group attacked the convoy and tried to assassinate the general. The group has denied the charge. Muslim leader Sultan Mohammed Sa'ad Abu Bakr of Sokoto warned such actions could further radicalize Muslims. This is VOA News. Israeli police shot and killed two Palestinians who stabbed Israeli pedestrians outside Jerusalem's Old City, the latest in a wave of violence involving Palestinians and Israeli defensive measures. Police say three Israelis were seriously wounded in the incident Wednesday. One later died from wounds, and another died from a wound apparently from police gunfire aimed at attackers. Central African Republic voters are to go to the polls Sunday in crucial national elections seen as the next step in the transition away from 2 years of sectarian violence. Ensuing violence left thousands dead, displaced nearly a million others. Tens of thousands live in refugee camps in Cameroon. Many have registered to vote. Kasim Dieng is a UN refugee official.
Refugees have fled generalized violence, which means that they are here for safety, and I'm sure most of them would want to go back. And this is part of that process of, you know, making them feel, part of the process of reconciliation and part of the healing.
Sunday's vote followed overwhelming approval earlier this month of constitutional reforms that would limit a president's time in office to 2 terms and rein in armed militia. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the former Yukos oil chief and critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian investigative committee spokesman Vladimir Markin says new evidence has emerged linking Khodorkovsky to an order to kill the mayor of a Siberian oil town. Khodorkovsky denies the charge, calling it a response to his pro-democracy work. He was arrested in 2003 and convicted of tax evasion and fraud. He says those charges, which resulted in 10 years in prison, were motivated by his financial support of the political opposition. Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants Sunday killed some 70 civilians. According to witnesses, the soldiers entered the Borno State village of Kirawa Jimni, asked where Boko Haram militants were hiding, and then began firing. A local militia group spokesman said the soldiers were in hot pursuit of Boko Haram fighters. A Burundian rebel force is being formed aimed at ousting President Pierre Nkurunziza, whose decision to seek a 3rd term sparked violence that many fear would degenerate into civil war. Former Army officer Edouard Nishimurama says the rebel group is being called the Republican Forces of Burundi. He says the objective is to restore the Arusha Accord and democracy. At least 6 people killed in severe weather that hit large parts of the U.S. Wednesday. The National Weather Service described the situation in parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Tennessee as particularly dangerous, as more than a dozen tornadoes and severe thunderstorms caused most fatalities. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.